I'm saying? Well, I got quiet. It's the truth. Don't take jobs to take you away from church. Don't chase a dollar. Don't leave your church and change states so you can buy a house. What good is that house going to do at the end? Joshua told him. In that verse that we read up there on top, he said, the Lord told him, I gave you houses you didn't build. Good houses, full of good things. I gave you vineyards and olive trees that you didn't plant. I gave you wells you didn't dig. And then he said, choose you this day who you will serve. But as for me and my house. That's what I'm saying tonight. As for me and my house. This is the way we've done it. This is the way we're doing it. I worked all those hours. I told you all those times I worked those hours. In fact, there was a time when my wife hadn't seen me and my kids hadn't seen me in so long. She drove out to a job site. I was on a manhole with a compressor on an airline. Couldn't leave, couldn't even go get food because my truck was my tool and it was hooked up. She went and got dinner, brought it over. Kids were in their pajamas. It was late at night. It was 9 o'clock. They probably should have already been in bed. But we're apostolic. Our kids don't go to bed before 9 o'clock. And she pulled up, and I moved the cones, and she pulled in the area and got all behind the work trucks with our flashing lights, and I went and sat in the truck and visited my kids. That's how we know what that's like. So, oh, that was for work. Yeah, it was. But then when I was making a job change, right in the middle of making a job change, I was working in the morning for the phone company. I was working from 7 to 11 doing my own business, and from 12 to 8, for the phone company, with my pastor's approval and blessings. In the middle of all that, all of a sudden, we started remodeling our Pinedale Tabernacle Church. I'd get off work at 8 o'clock after working from 7 to 11 and from 12 to 8. I'd get off work and I would drive over to Pinedale. And I'd work till midnight or 1 in the morning for 9 months. Every night and every Saturday for 9 months. I was a 30-year-old man, had 2 kids. And a wife that was lonely. But I'm going to tell you something. Where we are today, it's quiet in here. Where we are today is because of all those moments where we got the revelation of a living wage. I wasn't even going this direction tonight, but it's just gone this way. I wanted to be shouting about what God's going to give us, but we couldn't get there. I was trying to pump it up so we could shout, but it wasn't getting there. It wasn't penetrating. But I'll say this tonight. If you want to look back to the Lord Terry and see the hand of God, you better understand that God's got a living wage. And everything he said would happen will come to pass if you'll serve him. Everything he said would happen. He'll open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. He'll give you vineyards and he'll... Come on, the Bible said that he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto eternal life. I was going to title this tonight, he that reapeth receiveth wages. If you'll do it, you'll receive wages. If you'll gather fruit, I don't know if anybody saw it before church. If you weren't, that's fine. It's wonderful. But I saw a post from Brother Miles Young saying if 30% of your church will become active disciple makers, you can't help but double. I know we're busy right now. I know we're working every night. But what were we doing before that? How many Bible studies were we teaching before that? How many people were we witnessing to and inviting to church before that? And how many are we going to do after? Because we didn't do all this work to sit with the same 60 people. We didn't do all this work to sit with the same 50 people. We didn't do all this work so we could sit there and say, hey, look, kumbaya, look what we did. No, the Bible said if you reap, you'll receive wages. If you gather fruit, God will bless you. If you go out and do the work, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is the saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap where you are and you bestowed no labor. Another man labored and he entered into their land. I'm going to give you revival. I'm going to give you an outpouring. I'm going to give. Come on, church, lift your hands. Come on, I know we shine Wednesday night over how good God is, but this is how we see the goodness of God. This is how we understand the goodness of God. We got to keep doing it when we don't feel like it. We got to keep doing it when it feels like everything's falling apart. We got to keep doing it when we don't see the results of it yet. Come on, we got to worship when we're distracted. We got to praise when we're distracted. We got to work when we're tired. But we got to worship when we're tired. We got to work when we're sick. But we got to worship when we're sick. My God. Come on, if you'll give it to the work, if you'll give it to the world, give it to Jesus. If you'll give it to Egypt, give it to Jesus. If you'll do it. Come on, if you'll do it for Egypt, you got to do it for Jesus. I'm talking about a living wage. I'm talking about a living wage. It's hard, Pastor. I understand that. And that's why it's worth doing. Pastor, you don't know what it's like raising kids in church. Yes, I do. We've been there. We've done that. It's not easy. But if you keep doing it, they'll love church. They'll love the things of God. They'll be involved in the things of God, if you will. They ought to want to go to conference. They ought to want to be involved in outreach. They ought to want to be a part of the youth group and youth activity. They ought to want to be a part of it because we understand a living wage. Oh, come on, let's lift our voices right now. One more time. Come on, one more time. I'm closing. I worked a lot of hours. And I understand that people that understand that pastors sometimes understand. And I, that's why I think every man that pastors, every young preacher ought to work a job, ought to be cussed out by a boss, ought to have to submit to a boss when you don't want to do what you're being told. I believe that's necessary. I believe that's necessary. Others may not think so, but I do, because you got to know what it's like to come to church on a Wednesday night tired from work. And if you've never worked a job and you don't know what that is, you can't expect men. But I know what that's like. 27 years of living for God in my home church. I all phases that everybody in this church is in, I grew up in that. I was 8 years old when I got there. I was 34 when we left. All phases, youth group, youth activities, young person, young adult, young married. Been all those phases. I've sacrificed as much as anybody here has sacrificed for this church. I'm not complaining, but I'm telling you, I've been there. But this is what I also know. You reap what you sow. You get out of what you put into. And if you put into the world and you put more effort into the world and you put more effort into, well, I gotta support. I've heard that from people who could not support the church. I got to support my family. But are you really supporting your family? Is it you? Is God not involved in this somewhere? Well, God understands my situation. No, he does. And that's why he sent a man that won't put up with it. Won't bite that. Won't bite that bait that you're saying out there. Oh, I got to. No. No. You reap what you sow. Now, I thought today when I was studying this all out, I thought today that this is going to be high. This is going to be, man, people are going to catch on to this, bite onto this, and say, man, God's going to give me lands and give me revival. I don't know what happened. I preached the best I could preach. I do know this, and I'm trying to be nice, but we got as many kids, we got some parents, and everybody else is waiting for somebody else to do something. You got to do it regardless of what's going on. It's hard right now. You ought to be up here. But I'm trying to get us to another place. I'm like a Joshua. Do you want to enter the promised land? Do you want to cross over the Jordan? Do you want to be not deceived? God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And I thought we were going to be swinging from the chandeliers right now. He that soweth to his flesh shall have a flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall have the Spirit reap life everlasting. A living wage. And let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season, look what it said, we shall reap. I know it's hard right now, church. I get it. I know we're tired. I get it. I know it's hard to motivate. I get it. But if we don't faint, we shall reap. If we don't quit, we shall. Why? Because we have a living wage. We have a living. Come on, somebody. Help me out tonight, church. This is not a spectator sport. Help me out tonight. I'm preaching to you. I've lived this. I'm living this. I'm trying to get you on board with this. Some of you have to know this is true. Somebody has to have experienced this. Someone has to say amen to this. You wait for it to take off. God's waiting for you to take off. You wait for somebody else to shout about it. Maybe you ought to shout about it. I've been there. I've seen it's true. I understand what God can do. Come on, anybody want to live in way? Hey, it's time to get off minimum wage tonight. It's time to quit. It's time to get off minimum wage tonight.
Come on, I rebuke the spirit of minimum. I rebuke the spirit of ease. I rebuke the spirit of no responsibility. I'm going to tell you, the devil don't want this, because this is what gets us Wednesday night. This is what gets us the promise of everything's going to be all right. We put God first. Come on, seek the Lord while it may be found. Call upon him while he's near.
In the name of Jesus, let's lift our voices and our hands one more time tonight. God, I glorify you, Jesus. Praise God. The Bible says if you don't know the way to go, bring your kids, this is talking about the sheep, bring your kids by the shepherd's tent. The testimony that I have tonight is not only of being saved, it's not only of God's provision and God's power and God's healing and all of that. All of that is there, and thank God for it. But it's also in how we got from where you are to where we are. It's also, I told Lloyd this. In fact, we were talking about the other night when I took Spruce Grove, 2008, 34 years old, never pastored a church, never evangelized, never preached out a couple times here and there. I told him all that many miles away from our home church, no pastor, nobody to call. Our nearest fellowship was 3 hours away. I told the church, I don't know how to pastor. At 52 years old, I still don't know how to pastor. When I figure it out, we'll. Maybe it'll be better. But I do know this. I know how to live for God. 27 years at the same church under the same authority, blessing and being blessed, being involved, raising our kids in church. I'm not bragging. I'm saying I figured out by watching what successful people did and patterned my life after them. Follow me as I follow Christ, as the Bible says. Imitate me as I imitate Christ is what Paul was saying. Literally is what the translation is. The testimony that we can shout about the goodness of God, is that as when I wasn't faithful, God was. And he helped me when I fell, and he brought me back up when I tripped. And I learned how to be faithful. And I learned that if I could be faithful, God's blessings will be loaded every day. I'm not here tonight to tell you you're bad people or bad job. I mean, we're being blessed. We're building a building. You guys are getting new jobs. I was preaching about all that goodness. But we got to understand something. We got to be involved in what's... We got to keep doing it. Every once in a while, you got to say, I've been there. Amen is, I've seen it. Amen is, I'm experiencing it. Let's be faithful, church. Let's not. Egypt, we were slaves. Out in the world, we did what we did, and we got nothing out of it. I've never heard anything good come out of drinking. I've never heard anything good come out of drug use. I never heard anything good about coming out of pornography and Hollywood and sports entertainment. I've never heard anything good coming from it. We were just doing it because we were not slaves. Because we were slaves to it, we were free from unrighteousness. And we got nothing out of it. But now we're living for God. And guess what? Daily he loadeth us with benefits. We actually get something out of the fruit of our labor. We get life and that more abundantly. That's the whole point of all of this, is that we actually get to work for something that lasts. You ever heard the expression that only what you do for Jesus will last? Laying up for yourselves treasures in heaven? What we're actually doing now counts towards eternity. And so let's be faithful in it. Let's get a revelation of it and say, I'm making a living wage. I rebuke the spirit of minimum. How much church do I have to attend without getting in trouble from the pastor? How much do I have to be involved? No. We ought to be involved with everything we got, with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul. We ought to be involved in everything we do. I want to pray. You know why some of you can't preach with the preacher? Because you don't pray in the prayer before church prayer. We got to be faithful to all of that, and that will make it a whole lot easier. I would hate to think that we can't pray in pre-service prayer because we don't pray at home. I would hate to think that we don't worship in church because we don't ever worship at home. This ought to be the place where the fruit of that all comes out. We finally get to do it together with the church and not just us singing. Praise God. Let's be faithful. We're making a living wage. If you'll work hard on your job and you'll work hard raising a family, you'll work hard paying your bills, you ought to work that hard, at least that hard, living for God and doing something for God. One more time tonight as we dismiss, let's lift our hands. Come on, let's magnify the Lord together. God, we love you today. We love you today. We love you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Greet one another tonight. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.